gentlemen, start your engines.
Here's Tony Vanderbilt.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Great to have you with us. I am recording this one on September 22nd, 2024, just to give you a little bit of a context there. And I had a great weekend. So it's a Sunday night here. I'm just relaxing at my condo up on the fourth floor here at the European Village in Palm Coast. Just relaxing tonight and looking over my list of topics that I want to talk about. But just so grateful for a wonderful weekend. And this is such a beautiful time of year here in Florida, especially the contrast between what we just got out of, which is, you know, the July, August, 95 degrees, 98 degrees, super high humidity. But it was a great weekend. So Saturday, I took a picture taking assignment, which only took me about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. And that's with this new course I have. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more later in the program. But realpics.us is the course. And I'm actually doing the work myself, too, going out and taking these pictures. And it was for a refinance. And went down to the beach, beautiful home, took some pictures, submitted that so that I could get paid. Then I walked over to my favorite coffee shop, got a coffee and a donut, walked over to the beach, just had a beautiful day Saturday. And then it got better because Saturday night was the annual Oktoberfest that we play at St. James Church. And a lot of people know that I play the trumpet, that I used to be a professional trumpet player. I used to be on tour. And I'm a part of a band here in Daytona Beach called the Moonlighters. And I've been with this band now, I think, 21 or 22 years. And we used to be an 18-piece big band, but we've kind of cut it down to about a 10-piece band now. But once a year, we kind of morph the band into a German band. And that's what we did last night. And it was so much fun playing this oompa German music and the polkas and all that. And it's at a church and it's a fundraiser for their private school there. And they have all the women come out and make the most wonderful dinner. You know, all the different kinds of German sausage and the potato salad and the sauerkraut and then the German chocolate cake at the end of the night with wonderful coffee. It was just so much fun. I mean, fantastic. Get paid to play the show, get a beautiful dinner. So just had a fantastic day on Saturday. But what I've got to tell you about is my crazy day on Friday, which is we have this new discount house, this discount warehouse in town called BJ's. And Palm Coast is a small town. I think our population is maybe 110 or 120,000. I think that's right. So we're not a big town. We're like 30 minutes north of Daytona. So Daytona is a much bigger town. And then also to the north of us is we're about 30 minutes south of St. Augustine, which is a bigger town as well. And then, of course, you have Jacksonville, which is ginormous. But anyway, we got this BJ's Wholesale Club, and they've been promoting this for, I don't know, maybe a year, year and a half that they were building this. And you'd drive by it, and you'd see all the construction, and they'd have the sign up, and this is coming. And I was curious about it because I've never been in a BJ's Wholesale Club. And I've never, you know, it's been probably maybe 20 years since I've been in any kind of a discount wholesale club, only because where I live, there isn't one. So even when I lived in Daytona, we just went to Walmart. Usually, I think maybe 1 year we had a Sam's membership, but generally we didn't do the Sam's thing. We just did Walmart and then the local grocery stores. But it was incredible. I had to circle the parking lot. You got to see the video on my Facebook. I had to circle the parking lot maybe 20 times to get a spot. And it was dog eat dog. And you could hardly walk in the store. It was just, there were so many people there. But I really love this idea. In fact, I went back this morning to BJ's because I need a little bit of groceries. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if it's still as crowded as it was on the opening day. And it wasn't. It wasn't crowded. And that was nice. I was able to get a parking spot. I was able to go in. And they've got this deal where you get, for $1.65, you get this giant quarter pound all beef hot dog, and then you get a soda for $1.65, and that's pretty nice. So, and they've got a little seating area with a bunch of tables, so you know, get yourself a hot dog and a soda. And then I didn't buy too much. You know, I live by myself, I'm single, so I didn't buy too much. But what I did buy, I have to tell you, is pretty darn close to half the price of what I would have paid at Publix. So this is really going to be a game changer for our small town. I mean, we do have Aldi's, and I really like Aldi's prices. The problem is Aldi's is kind of a weird store. I don't know if all Aldi's are like this, but our town, oddly enough, has two Aldi's. And the aisles are so narrow that you really can't, two people can't pass each other with a cart in the aisles. I don't even get a cart. I usually just have like two bags. I have those insulated bags that they sell at Aldi's. So I like Aldi's too. But I'm telling you, the prices on a lot of things, not everything, but on a lot of things are just incredible. Like I'm talking about 50% off. So yeah, so I got a little bit of groceries on Friday at the grand opening, but that was mostly just about going in there and taking a look because I haven't been to one of these places in so long. And I had a lot of fun. And so if you want to see that video, it is on my Facebook page of me wading into the mosh pit at BJ's Wholesale Club. Really interesting. Okay, so Anderson Cooper is admitting that he admits that deep down, quote unquote, he's skeptical about the 2024 polls. He says, I don't think I buy them. And, you know, I agree with what he's saying. And I know that it's well-known fact that Trump does underperform in polls. He always does, because there's sort of that, and I think a lot of us have this feeling about Trump, like we love Trump and his policies, but maybe we don't want to be like too public about it because there are some kind of edgy things about Trump. Some people don't care. You know, they wear the Make America Great Again hat everywhere they go. And I have no problem with people that want to be that public about it, but I get it. I get it why some people don't want to put the Trump sign in their yard. And there's a certain percentage of people that in these polls will not admit that they support Trump, that that's who they're going to vote for. And so Trump always underperforms in these polls. I mean, if I got a polling call, I would say I'm voting for Trump. I mean, I would admit it, but I get it that there are some people that don't want to be publicly, you know, attached to Trump. I understand that he's, you know, polarizing guy, but I think the honeymoon is definitely over for Kamala. And I'm really looking forward to election day. I think this is going to be transformative for our country. And, you know, it might have been a good thing, honestly, that we had the 4 years of this just horrible nightmare of double gas prices. And I know they're saying 20% increase in groceries. It was a lot more than that. I mean, I'm telling you, I think some grocery items are up 50% or 70%. Just go and look at like the meat section at a grocery store. And there's no way that that's just 20% up from 4 years ago. I mean, a tiny little package of ground beef is going to cost you, you know, almost $10. And it's just crazy. I don't know how people are feeding families, but that's why you've got BJ's Wholesale Club. So there you go. And they're not a sponsor. But maybe there was some good in that for people to experience what that is all about, you know, to have Democrats in control. And so maybe that was good. And maybe we'll get 4 years with Trump, and then we'll get another 4 years with Vance after 4 years with Trump. So we'll just have to watch it. But I personally, I'm with Anderson Cooper on this, maybe one of the rare times that I agree with him. I'm not buying these polls that everything is like neck and neck. It's just not. All right. The show is really growing again. And why not, right? Because I'm doing regular episodes. And it's been tough getting to do regular episodes. And I'm working on a book, and I've been talking about it for 2 or 3 years, about some of the things that have happened to me over the last 2 or 3 years that have really been, really crushed my spirit and put me some days into the deepest depression. And I'm going to be writing about it. I know I've said that before, and I know some of you know a little bit about some of the things that have happened, but sometimes it's just hard to get up and be positive and turn on the microphone. But I'll tell you what motivates me more than anything is seeing all the thousands of downloads, and you guys are back. And I am so excited that I think I'm on the other side of all of this stuff that I've been struggling with, and hoping that we're just going to, you know, keep knocking these out every week. In particular, where we're doing very well are the live streams, which you can now stream us on the Amazon devices if you add the skill called Jim Paris Radio. If you add that skill to your devices, you can then voice activate and have that play. And you can just open up your device app. I don't want to say the word Alexa, because then mine will all start talking to me here in the middle of the show. And then you can add that skill of Jim Paris Radio. Okay, so we are going to Ireland. I don't know if I gave any details on it the last time we were together, but it's on June the 10th of next year. June the 10th to the 17th, we're going to Ireland. And then after our 7 days in Ireland, there's an optional 3 additional days in London if you want to choose to also go to London. So we are doing a live Zoom webinar to discuss all the details of it on Tuesday night. So that is the 24th of September at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. If you're interested in that Ireland trip, go to my Facebook. James L. Paris is my name on Facebook. You can go there. I can't accept any more friends. I'm up to the maximum of 5,000 friends, but you can still be a follower and still get all my content. But if you look there, there is a link where you can sign up to be on that Tuesday night informational meeting about the trip to Ireland. And what's exciting about this trip, we're going to be going to, you know, all the major cities, you know, Dublin and all that. But we're also going to be going to castles. This is somewhat all-inclusive. A lot of meals are involved, are paid for already as part of the trip. The excursions are included for the most part as part of the trip. But we're going to get into all those details on Tuesday. And we're going to be able to take up to 20 people to Ireland. And I'm really looking forward to this, not only because I've never been to Ireland, but just to hang out with you guys, to be able to get together with my podcast listeners and to go on this adventure. And so I'm definitely going to do Ireland and the extra 3 days in London. And I hope you'll join us. So check that out on the Facebook page. So as was announced, I think about 3 weeks ago, Trump says if elected, he's going to put Elon Musk in charge of a so-called government efficiency committee to be able to kind of tear down and look at, you know, how the government runs and what can we do to make it more efficient. And there's got to be a lot of ways, right? I mean, all of the different agencies, so much fat in these agencies, and the pay that people get and the retirement that they get. And I mean, God bless them, but I mean, there's got to be a bunch of ways to save money. And here's kind of example, you know, Exhibit A, which is Elon Musk has announced that within 2 years, he will have 5 unmanned spaceships that will be launched to Mars. And I mean, just think about how fast this guy is moving with space exploration and what he's able to do with just a fraction of the budget that the government has, that NASA has, and how much faster and further he is going. It is really remarkable. And I would love to see what he could do to, say, reform the IRS, just as an example. I mean, there's so many agencies that need to be reformed. Of course, the FBI and the Justice Department, the IRS. There's just so many, I think, overstaffed agencies, and efficiencies could definitely be implemented. This story, this is real, but you're not going to think it is, because you have to ask yourself, who could possibly vote this way? But this is from Fox News. 158 Democrats vote against a bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. Isn't that insane? Who are these people? I mean, I guess I get it on one level. If you are for opening up the borders, as insane as that is, maybe in some, you know, like liberal context, I can understand that. And you're hoping that that will bring all these new voters in and help the Democrats. That obviously that's what the hopes are. But this is like a bridge too far. 158 Democrats vote against a bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. Who could possibly want these individuals here that are committing sex crimes? I don't know. But maybe some parts of the country are getting a little bit more reasonable. I was going to say California, but I've got another story here about California and crime that I'm going to jump to real quick, because this is one that I've got a couple of stories today about crime in California, but this one is pretty amazing. So there is a guy, I got to find this story here because I just had it up on my screen. He is known as the pillowcase rapist in California. And he is being released from prison after having raped, I believe, 40 women is his track record, his rap sheet. 40 women this guy has raped. And I think he is right now 73 or 74 years old. And California has this insane policy. They call it like an elderly release program, something like that. I don't know the exact term. But the idea is, you know, once a criminal gets into their 70s, we're kind of almost like whatever they've done, we're going to let them out. We're going to have this like merciful release for them so that they can live out their final days in the sunshine. I don't know. I mean, what happens to somebody like this who's in their 70s, who has 40 rapes that are connected to them? Where's this guy going to work? I mean, how is he going to pay rent? I mean, how is this going to work? How is this possibly going to work out? And just because he's in his 70s doesn't mean he's not dangerous, right? I mean, he could get a gun. There's a lot of things you can still do if you're in your 70s to harm other people. And I don't know, maybe I'm just Pollyannish, but I would think that after you've raped 40 women, that you would basically have given up your right to freedom for the rest of your life. But that appears to not be the case. The pillowcase rapist. I mean, this guy's actually got like his own criminal superhero name. He is the pillowcase rapist. That is his moniker, and they're considering, it says they have already decided they're going to release him, the pillowcase rapist. And San Francisco is trying something a little bit different to fight crime. They've got like a social media outreach where they're taking their police officers and they're putting them in giant chicken costumes and having them walk around in the neighborhoods they're patrolling in chicken costumes. Now, I wish I was joking, but this is real. They're actually, and there's a picture of this online if you want to Google it. They're wearing chicken costumes now, the police, in San Francisco. And now we continue with more news in San Francisco. There's a story out now that San Francisco has just recently decided that they've had enough of the homeless. They want to get rid of the homeless. I mean, this is a city where there actually is a job title where you are to walk around all day and clean up defecation on the streets and sidewalks. That is actually like a job because people drop their pants and do their business on the sidewalk and in the streets. Yes, in San Francisco. But San Francisco, and they were putting them in hotels and literally started driving out all these major chains were leaving. I think it was Walgreens and Target. Stars just, they've had enough. They want to get out of town. And the business owners are basically through also the smaller, you know, neighborhood businesses. They can't operate. It's just unsafe. It's unsavory. The sidewalks are covered with tents. So the story is that San Francisco is trying to clean up a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a day late and a dollar short, right? I mean, you're basically, the city of San Francisco is probably one of the most beautiful cities in the world if you've never been there. The Golden Gate Bridge, the fog coming in across the Pacific Ocean and San Francisco Bay. It is just a breathlessly gorgeous place, but it has been destroyed. And it may just be too late. It may just be too late for them to try and turn this around. So millions of Gulf Coast residents are being warned of another tropical storm. And this one is huge. And I saw some pictures of it this afternoon. And they're kind of showing that as many of these Gulf storms are, it can kind of go like more to the west or it could go more to the east. So like Florida could be hit or it could be back again to sort of the, you know, upper part of Texas or even there into like New Orleans area, Alabama, you know, it could be in there as well. But so we've got this storm and we're right now just entering the heart of hurricane season. It's the time of year where people in Florida were watching the news, but there's two additional storms other than this one. And those two storms are still in the Atlantic. None of these storms have been named yet. But we're looking at this one in the Gulf, and it does look scary. RealPicks.us. One of my RealPicks students shared with me this story last week. He had a few hours drive to visit a family member. He lives in Iowa. He needed to drive a few hours over to Missouri to visit a family member, and he did RealPicks gigs along the way and made $120. Just making a few stops. And this is what I'm talking about. If you're somebody that is looking for side money, this is an incredible opportunity. And it's even, I've got a bunch of realtors doing this because realtors right now, things are a little bit slow. And this is kind of a close cousin to real estate. But if you work in real estate, you might love this. You don't have to be in real estate to do it. But there are real estate agents, appraisers, people that are involved with, you know, insurance claims, home inspectors, all those kind of people are in my course. But you don't have to have any of those licenses or backgrounds to be able to do this as well. All we're doing is we're taking pictures of real estate for banks, mortgage companies, and property managers. And these gigs pay anywhere from $10 to $50. And you can kind of get a bunch of them together for yourself, kind of batch them together and go out and do this, you know, for 2-3 hours. I've made as much as $250 in like 90 minutes doing this. But what I did was I put together a beautiful website that has a dozen videos on it that explains to you in detail how the opportunity works and what you know, what it's like to do these gigs, how much you make, all of that. And this is a free website that anybody can go to and check it out. Just go to realpicks.us, not .com, but .us, realpicks.us. Gorbachev.us to get all the details on this fantastic side gig. All right, so there's a new poll out about Taylor Swift. So we talked about Taylor Swift was endorsing Kamala Harris, right? And so they had a poll and they determined, we talked about this last week, that actually the endorsement of Taylor Swift of Kamala Harris actually hurt Kamala Harris. They determined that coming out and supporting Kamala Harris actually caused less people to want to vote for Kamala Harris. So Taylor Swift's endorsement didn't really help all that much. Well, now there's a new poll out, and this poll is that Trump is more like than Taylor Swift. And so that I love that. So I thought we got to get that one in here. And then we'll close it out with this. The Teamsters are not going to endorse Kamala Harris. And this is the first time since 1996 that the Teamsters Union is not endorsing the Democratic candidate for president. I think it's just remarkable. And to make matters worse for the Harris campaign, the rank and file members of the Teamsters Union are supporting Trump by a margin of 60% to 35% for Harris. So you know you're in trouble when you're losing the unions. And a lot of unions going for Trump. And it's sort of unprecedented, but just another bit of handwriting on the wall about where we're at with this election. And I'm not worried. I know some people were worried at the great numbers that Kamala had when she was, you know, new into the race the first week or two. The honeymoon's over. No reason to worry. I think Trump's got this one in the bag. All right, thanks so much for joining us. If you have a topic you want me to address or a personal question, just give me a shout on email, jamesalperis@gmail.com. That's the email that goes right to my phone, and usually answer that within just a couple of minutes, jamesalperis@gmail.com. God bless. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. So long, everybody.
To be iconic. You are iconic. I am iconic. I love iconic agua. I drink iconic agua every day. Join the movement. Hydrate with iconic agua. Find iconic agua in all Kroger and Ralph stores across America. Because when you're thirsty, there's only one way to hydrate. And that's with the world's best tasting spring water on earth. Hydrate responsibly. Iconic agua, where hydration meets greatness.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.